This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Okay, could you name as many different types of beers as you can?
Okay, IPA, pale ale,
Bud Light,
amber, stout,
Sierra Nevada, Brooklyn Brewery,
Coors, Bex,
pale ales,
Bud Light and Budweiser,
Yingling.
Wines, Ménage à Trois.
There's Cabernet, White Ziff,
Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc.
White, red, I don't know.
Okay. And then what about hard apple ciders?
Hard apple cider, Magners. Magners, I think.
I've tried Woodchuck and Strongbow.
Oh,
no.
And do you like hard apple cider?
They're okay, but generally not really.
They're okay. I mean, I would potentially have like one, but I'm more of a beer drinker, so.
No, not really.
Why not?
I don't really like sweet alcohols very much.
Mostly because of the sugar content.
I don't know. It's like too sweet. It doesn't, I don't know. It tastes kind of weird. It tastes kind of like when I first tried kombucha, and it was like kind of weird at first. So
when most of us think of hard apple cider, we think sweet, really, really sweet, like apple juice that happens to have some alcohol in it. But with 2,500 different varieties of apples grown in the States, there's a lot of room to explore.
I'm Ron Jacobson, and I'm the author of Apples of Uncommon Character. I wrote Apples of Uncommon Character because over the past, 10 years or so, I've become fascinated by how incredibly diverse the world of apples and cider is, and I've realized how few of us know about that. So with cider, the apples that make really interesting, complex fermented beverages have a lot of weird tannins and astringency and acids in them, and those apples, unfortunately, haven't been grown for a century because ever since Prohibition, everybody stopped growing cider apples.
By the mid-18th century, New England was producing over 300,000 gallons of cider a year. When Prohibition came, the orchards were left unattended, but they didn't completely disappear. One orchard, Shaxbury Cider in Vermont, is working on a project called Lost Apples. They forage through the woods of Vermont looking for those forgotten apple orchards. And then they harvested those apples and propagated the trees to create their own rare apple orchards to make cider from. This orchard is part of a rapidly growing movement of craft cider production.
So we're only just beginning to scratch the surface of what's been buried for a long time, this whole culture of cider apples, and it's going to be incredibly exciting to see the ciders that get made as these great old apples become more and more available.
Apples are something we're supposed to eat every day, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, that type of thing. So changing the image of an apple from sort of a quotidian object to thinking of apples and cider as something special and worthy of a delicious meal seems like it would be a hard task. But so far, people seem to be on board.
To me, the craft cider world is it's following the exact trajectory of the craft beer world. You know, craft beer, it was 20 or 30 years ago. Cider is going along that same path. It's just like taking off like a rocket. But it's actually, I think, taking off faster than the craft beer thing did back in the day. And it seems like people are primed for it. And so it's been amazing to watch. But the question is, what's it going to be? Is it going to be more like a beer? Or is it going to be more like a wine? Or is it going to be something totally different? Right now, ciders are being made in every conceivable style, and there's no consensus about what a cider should be, which to me is pretty exciting because it's like watching this brand new thing just evolve before our eyes.
If you want to try some of the awesome and rare ciders, this week is Cider Week. Tonight, Friday the 24th, Union Square is having a night market that's all about celebrating Cider Week. And on Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can meet Rowan Jacobson at the Union Square Market and get your book signed. There's also a dinner happening on Monday the 27th at Back 40 West, featuring some of the most exciting ciders of the year and a meal to pair that I'm sure is awesome. Check out ciderweeknyc.com for more events and info on what ciders to look out for. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Eliza Lair.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.